On this day of major hurricane coverage, the presidential candidates are competing for the public's attention. Today, John Kerry speaks to a meeting of the National Guard Association in Las Vegas. That is the same group that President Bush addressed earlier this week. Kerry contends the president is overusing the National Guard and Reserve in Iraq, where they make up 40% of the troops. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Today's address to the National Guard Association is the latest in a series of critiques that Senator Kerry has leveled at President Bush on issues ranging from the economy to health care to the war in Iraq. At a rally yesterday in Wisconsin, Kerry said the situation in Iraq is getting worse and that voters can see the evidence in the news every day.
There are whole communities in Iraq that are now taken over by terrorists who weren't even there before. There are now extremists in greater numbers than there were before. And you, the American taxpayer, have been asked to spend for this miscalculation $200 billion that could have gone to health care and prescription drugs, schools, to America.
Kerry got an enthusiastic welcome in the liberal city of Madison, home to the state government and the University of Wisconsin. But in the state overall, he trails President Bush by 8 percentage points, according to a Gallup poll released this week by USA Today and CNN. Al Gore carried Wisconsin 4 years ago by less than a percentage point, but it's a state that's gone Democratic 4 times in a row and a must-win for Kerry. Its Democratic governor, Jim Doyle, thinks the race is close.
Polls are polls. If you look at the polls over a period of time now, this state has been dead even. My guess is that's about where we are right now. We were divided 4 years ago. We're about evenly divided right now. It's going to be a race really based on whether people are energized and ready to turn out to change things.
Some Democrats have been calling for changes in Kerry's campaign style to ratchet up his attacks on President Bush. The Kerry campaign has drafted some new political muscle from the old Clinton White House, including former press secretary Mike McCurry, who signed on this week. Kerry was asked about the approach yesterday on the Don Imus radio program.
There's a sentiment out there among a lot of your supporters and Tony Colello and a bunch of these other people who think that you and Senator Edwards have to punch back.
We are punching back.
But I mean, if they're dropping bombs on you, y'all can't fight with, spitballs.
Don, I'm going to tell the truth. We're not. I am absolutely taking the gloves off. I'm prepared to take them on and everything.
Kerry sounded like he meant it in Michigan yesterday, delivering a scathing review of the president's economic policies. Michigan has the nation's fourth highest unemployment rate. Kerry told the Detroit Economic Club that President Bush deserves the blame for that, as well as increased poverty and an increased federal deficit.
4 years ago, America's fiscal discipline was the envy of the world. Today, we have to go hat in hand to countries like China and Japan to borrow money, because George Bush chose to pass and propose trillions of dollars of spending without paying for a dime of it.
That message may play in Michigan, where Kerry leads in the polls, but Tim Adams, policy director for the Bush campaign, took issue with Kerry's economic assessment.
Since John Kerry has been taken over by a number of the former Clinton officials, we think it's important to remind people that on many different sets of economic indicators, we're actually doing better than Bill Clinton did at this point when he was running for re-election on the mantle of a great and good economy.
The Bush campaign says the economy has made a remarkable recovery, considering the stock market bust, the terror attacks, and corporate scandals. Kerry counters that the president has created more excuses than jobs.
His is the excuse presidency, never wrong, never responsible, never to blame. President Bush's desk isn't where the buck stops, it's where the blame begins.
Polls show so far many voters don't blame President Bush for slow job recovery or his self-described miscalculation in Iraq. Kerry's campaign challenge is to make blame stick to the president and persuade voters that he has a plan to do better. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.